One feature of the war against terrorism is how geographically widespread its various fronts are. There is homeland defense in the U.S., combat in Afghanistan, and a very extensive investigative effort in Europe. Ian Johnson is the Wall Street Journal's Germany bureau chief. We asked him what can be said with confidence after 6 weeks of police work in Europe.
We can say that the three people who were in Hamburg and who later went to the United States were probably the elite among the 19 hijackers, the ones with the highest level of education, probably the highest level of commitment, who had probably been aware of their fate and of the plan for about 2 years. We have evidence, for example, that one of the subsequent pilots, Al-Shehi, took flying lessons in Bonn in 1999. So we're getting that kind of a picture, and also that they were supported by a small network of people who helped them with practical logistical issues.
Are, say, German authorities discovering all of these facts for the first time, or were they in fact surveilling these people or aware that they were part of some kind of international network up to no good?
Well, that's very interesting, because 3 years ago, a person who was wanted in Al-Qaeda, a man named Salim, who's supposed to go on trial in New York later this year, was arrested in Germany. And at the time, all of his contacts in Germany were checked out. And they noticed that he had a business contact with somebody in Hamburg who went to a mosque that was frequented by the three subsequent hijackers.
You're saying their investigation of another case brought them that close to what would now be understood to have been the cell that was probably at the top of this operation of September 11th.
It brought them tantalizingly close, yes. They talked to the man who was Mr. Salim's contact in Hamburg, and they saw that he had a friend who lived in Marienstrasse 54, which is the same place where Ada and the others lived, and they put the house under surveillance. But it seemed to them that they were just some very devout students at the local technical university who were living there, and they didn't see anything wrong that was going on. They were looking for a classic terrorism cell where people are buying equipment to make bombs or buying detonators and that sort of thing. And they just didn't know what they were looking for, really, and just kind of missed it.
Can we speak of the investigation in Europe, or should we rather speak of a half dozen or a dozen independent investigations going on in Europe?
I think we have to speak of independent investigations. Since the September 11th attacks, there's been an unprecedented amount of cooperation between the different countries. But law enforcement in Europe is still very much a national issue, and there's no European-wide arrest warrant, for example. So if you want somebody who's in another country, you have to go through a very cumbersome procedure to get that person out of the country and into your country to stand trial. A lot of the relationships are simply personal relationships between magistrates and police officers. Now, this is slowly changing, but it's still fundamentally like that right now.
What's your sense of what it is that the police in Germany and elsewhere in Western Europe are most interested in right now, what they think the hottest leads are here?
I think the hottest lead is the money trail. This is really what investigators are looking at right now in Europe. Even though the amounts of money were not large, and this was not a big, expansive operation with millions of dollars, but still, money was transferred from one place to another by people. And if you can trace those small amounts, you can find out who sent the money, to whom, and when, etc. And then you can begin to crack the case.
Ian Johnson, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Ian Johnson is Germany bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal. He spoke to us from Berlin.